Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 52, Happy Fourth, Business and Family Gatherings. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I am the lead designer and head marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information about me at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, with Rashana Price. How are you?
Hi, Sharique. I'm doing great. Hey, hello, everyone. I'm Rashana Price. I am a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world, and I help you do that through coaching, speaking, training, and real estate investing. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Cool. So we're talking about, you know, it's 4th of July week and everybody is going to cookouts or on vacation. And that question always comes up about, what do you do again? And so we're going to talk today about some ways that you can talk about your business in a very casual setting, right?
Yes. Yes. What do you do again? Or I just don't get it that sometimes that.
Yeah, because, you know, you're thinking, okay, it's easy for you. You talk about it all day. So it's easy, you know, for you to know what you're doing. But when you're trying to explain it to family, it's just something about talking about your business with family that is so different than other people, because they just know you as, you know, cousin so-and-so or whatever. And having them see you as a professional, like a business professional, that's very different. And it can feel really, really weird, you know?
Yeah, it can feel like the spotlight's on you, especially if you're sitting at the picnic table or the dinner table or wherever you are and the question's posed and then you're like, everyone turns and looks at you. Right. It's like pressure to perform or something.
Right.
At least it can feel that way.
It can, because everyone's like, oh, what is it? You know, but, you know, the rule of thumb is looking at, think about what you do in a very simplified manner. So, I mean, it may sound weird, but think about it if you had like a 2-year-old or maybe I would say a 2-year-old, maybe a 5-year-old in your family. So if you had a child, if it's one of your kids and they ask you, mommy, what do I do? What do you do? How would you explain it? Because I've had to do this with like my husband, because he's very technical and he loves, you know, he's a bookworm. So sometimes when he says things, I joke with him and say, okay, now say that in English to me. Because I don't want to get a thesaurus. So when we were talking about something, my son came into the room and I said, okay, now explain to him what you just said. And he was able to immediately change the way he said it and simplify it. And I said, that's how you really should say it to most people, because most people don't know what you know and they have not read the things that you read. And you don't want to seem as if you're not approachable. So the same rule applies when you're being asked about, what do you do? How would you explain it to a 5-year-old? And that's, it's a great way to do that. We did that in my networking group, and it was amazing how we were all able to really break down the fundamentals of what we do and what are the key benefits, you know what I mean, of what we do and what we give our clients.
Yeah, and it's different when you're asked that question, what do you do? Like, I like to think about when someone asks me what I do, even though I did an intro, even starting this podcast, and it was very title rich, I don't tell people when they ask me, what do? I don't lead with my titles or the things that are more formal. Mm-hmm. I usually tell people, I help people discover their awesomeness in a variety of ways through coaching, speaking, and training. Right. Or I'll say, I help people tap into their potential and I offer a variety of services, like those kinds of things, something that people can have a picture of or have a feeling about that's less title driven.
Right. Because you don't want to sound like a commercial, like an infomercial, you know, in your setting, because if you come off as stuffy or whatever, they're going to be like, oh, okay. Or if they don't understand, then you've already lost them. So yeah, like you said, you help them find their inner awesomeness. That's something they can say, oh, I want to know more about that.
And exactly.
So, and that starts a conversation. Same with family. You know, how do you do that? And it goes from there, but it's very, low pressure, hopefully it's low pressure, and you're able to really talk about it as far as like the ways that you do it. And it's a great way. So I would say the first rule is just to simplify it and really think about the key benefit that you offer. You know, for like me, I convert traffic to clients, you know, I help you get traffic, whether it's through your social media or through your website. And the goal is to give you more followers, engagement, and clients. You know, that's something that you can kind of think about and understand really quickly without me having to give you a dissertation, you know, about what it is.
Exactly. And like every time you say it, I always think to myself, ooh, what platforms, right? Like it sparks a conversation around. So do you work on all the platforms? Which ones do you think are the best? Like, and that's what you want. You want to be able to say enough that people, that you haven't lost people. You don't want to lose your family around the picnic table. You may even feel a little nervous about like, well, maybe if I say too much, they're going to think I'm trying to be better or good or whatever those things are, because sometimes those family dynamics happen. Yeah. But what you, yeah, I mean, so all of it is just about giving information and answering the question from a place of your passion, because family or not, they're going to want to hear and see your passion.
Yeah, and the thing is just be confident in it, because like you mentioned, you touched on something when you said family can think about you being like too big-headed or something like that. And that's unfortunately something that happens in a lot of families, especially when someone is starting a business. God forbid you be successful, because, and I say that just be sarcastic, because then, look at you. Oh, so you think you're doing something, whatever. But the reality is just be confident in what you're doing and when you say it, because it will show, not arrogance, but confidence. Like this is what I do. And that's it. Say it with confidence and don't allow yourself to go to that place of making yourself lower or lowering yourself to make other people feel better about themselves. You know what I mean? Just be confident in that and say that, you know, whether you're talking about what you do or whatever. I mean, just do it in a way that people will understand it, but also know that you're serious about your business.
Yeah. And confidence is infectious.
Yeah.
So another good tip is because you want to be infectious and you're practicing. So if you speak to your family and don't want to outshine someone, so therefore you talk about your business differently, you're practicing that so that when you're not with your family and maybe you are at a networking event, what you've practiced is who you're going to be.
Right.
So you want to make sure that your mindset, no matter what audience is, I am going to be confident, I'm going to be excited, I'm going to be clear, I'm going to be concise and engaging, because that translates no matter where you are.
Yeah, and it's not your fault if they feel a certain kind of way about themselves as a result. That's not your fault, and it's not your problem. But as long as long as you state it with confidence and state it as it is and without the intention of making someone try to feel that way, you're fine.
Yeah. The other thing is you may be an example for your family members. There may be some people at the table that are looking at you, not from a place of like, oh, what are they going to say? But from like, I want to hear, because I've always wanted to try, or I was thinking about, and now you have an opportunity to share what you know, talk about what you're doing, and inspire someone in your family. And if your family is anything like mine, you may not see them that often because it's large. And so this is a great time to reconnect and share.
And that's the truth. I mean, I've been approached, I've had instant messages of people asking me questions, my family, cousins, and, you know, what do you think about this? Because of the fact that they see me out there, and they, you know, we have a weekly prayer line. So whenever I get a new client, I put that in as a, we do praise reports and we do prayer requests. And so whenever I have a new client, I'm putting that in as a praise report, and, you know, they're like, well, Sharika, you're really doing it. And so when I get messages like that, like, hey, you know, I'm trying to do what you're doing. How did you deal with when you felt like this, or how did you do with that? That makes me feel good, because now I'm able to help someone else, you know, and now they're seeing me not just as cousin Sharika, but they're seeing me as a professional. Mm-hmm. And that feels good.
Yeah, it does. And your family is a part of your network. That's probably another tip, is think about it that way. Your family is a part of your network, and they can help you not only practice a pitch that you're working on, they're good ground for that. They also can, they may have ideas. They may know people that you need to know.
You never know. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's an opportunity for, once you tell them what you do and they see how confident you are in it, you don't know who they know. They can go to work the next day when they fly home from the family reunion or the family gathering, and someone can approach them for exactly what you do. And they can say, okay, because you know, one thing my family is, they can see through a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? And if they see that this person that you're really, you know, she really knows what she's doing, she knows what she's talking about, and she's confident and she stands by it, they feel better about referring you versus you saying, oh, you know, I hate this, or, you know, you come at them with low confidence. They're probably not going to think about you because they have to think about the fact that they're the source who's providing this, you know, this referral. So they may think twice. So don't discount your family when it comes to getting, you know, more business.
Right. Absolutely. And the last thing that I'll share is that because your family is a part of your network, how you treat them will translate.
Oh, yeah.
So while sometimes we can have difficult family members or relationships may be strained, all of that, when you're talking about your business, mm-hmm. you want to try as best you can to keep the relationship as pure and honest and authentic and good, because how they feel about you is how they're going to talk about you.
Right. That is so true. And they have good feelings about you, mm-hmm. then they're more than likely to want to say, hey, I want to bless her.
Right.
Versus, you know, this person's always in the middle of the drama. This person's always starting mess. You can forget it. They're not going to refer you for nothing. I don't care how good you are.
Right. And your business, if you're known in the family as being messy and your business is organizing closets, let's say as an example, those mm-hmm. things won't translate.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it before, like who you are and what you do, especially if your business is service-based, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you are your brand and that you take that wherever you go.
Exactly. And that includes even your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm excited for the holidays and picnics and warm weather. So these have been some really good tips and just reminders, I think, for everyone listening out there.
Exactly. And just, you know, if you have any tips, hey, drop those in the reviews and things like that. If you have any other suggestions or review or topics that you want us to cover, let us know. But we definitely thank you for joining us today. And just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. And subscribe. Hit that subscribe button so that way you get automatically episodes loaded or notified, you know, on your phone, so you automatically know when we have our weekly episodes coming out, and you can go ahead and listen and get some great information, share it, passing along. Hey, let someone else, we know someone else going through this, or they're struggling with how to talk about their business with their family or any of our other topics, pass it on. That's the best compliment you can give to us, is sharing it with others so that they can also get this information. All right, well, I'm Sharik, and you can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. My business page on Facebook is Digital Innovation Media Group, and I'm on LinkedIn. Roshana, where can we find you?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Roshana Price.
Thank you so much for listening to us, and we will definitely chat with you next time. You know, man.